Kimya Dawson is a founding member of the band Moldy Peaches. She's also in the band Antsy Pants, and on her own, she put out 5 solo albums. And now the sound of a popular movie can be attributed to her. Not only are almost half the songs on the Juno soundtrack the work of Dawson, the songs she's contributed help the film's composer create the score. Now, the film is about a smarty pants teenager who gets knocked up by her best friend and then has this avalanche of emotion, which she experiences while all trying to play it pretty cool.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend.
When this is all over, we can always get back together.
Were we together?
Yeah, we were once, you know. At time.
You think you're really gonna do this then?
If I could just have the thing and give it to you now, I totally would, but I'm guessing it looks probably like a sea monkey right now. We should let it get a little cuter,
yes.
Right?
Great.
Keep it in the oven.
The Juno soundtrack has been out digitally for a month, and the hard copy hits stores this week. Kimya Dawson joins us in the studio with her guitar and with Moldy Peaches founder Adam Green. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Just so we should be clear, Kimya, these songs aren't songs that you wrote for this movie, right? They all pre-existed in some form in some one of your incarnations.
Yeah. The Moldy Peaches song is real. We wrote that song in like 99 or 2000, and then all of my songs are on previous albums of mine. We did re-record a couple of them as instrumentals. Me and Jason Reitman and Matteo Messina were in the studio together.
Tell people who Jason and Matteo are.
Jason is the director of the film and Matteo is the composer.
So how did you hook up with Jason and Matteo and this whole Juno project?
Well, Ellen Page, Jason asked her what she thought Juno would listen to, and she said the Moldy Peaches. And so Ellen and Jason sat at his computer, and she downloaded Anyone Else But You for him. He decided to make that song a big part of the movie. You know, they contacted me and Adam to get permission to do that, and we agreed. Sort of months later, you know, Jason asked me to send him some stuff, and I was under the impression that the film was done, you know, because it's like I had been to some of the filming and I had been to the wrap party. So I was like, okay, movie's done. I don't know how I didn't know that they edited film together and then put the soundtrack over it. So I just sent him stuff like as a friend, like, yeah, here's like kids' songs I've been working on and here's this and that and this and that. And then he emailed me later and said he wanted to use more songs.
The movie has some similarities with your own life. Yeah, and I see one of the similarities. There she is. Who's that?
That's Panda.
How old is Panda?
She's almost 18 months.
So were you actually pregnant when you were working on the film, or had you already had your
child? No, she was like 5 or 6 months old when they first contacted me.
So it's interesting. You said that you didn't realize they had edited together the movie, and then they put the music in later. So what was it like for you when you saw the movie and then heard your music attached to it and woven in and out of it?
It was cool. Like, they had sent me a rough copy at the beginning of the summer and asked if maybe I could write an original song for the movie, and I couldn't pull it together. I travel a lot, and we were about to go to Europe for the summer, and just being a mom, I was like, But I watched it like 5 times. I totally loved it, but it wasn't completely put together, and the songs weren't all where they were going to end up. And I don't even pay that much attention to my music. You know, it's just the way music is in any movie. But sometimes I'm just like, whoa, that's me. Like at the world premiere in Toronto, I was like, that's me singing. And that's Ben Affleck, like 3 seats away. Like, he's listening. That's weird.
So. It's the song Anyone Else But You featured prominently in the movie. Mm-hmm. It was already a hit in its own right.
No, it wasn't.
It was a little bit. You
no,
know.
It wasn't.
It was known. How about that? Can you say that?
Some kids have covered it on YouTube.
Yeah, some people knew about the song before it was in the movie. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Why do you think that song lent itself to this particular film, Juno?
Those kids are so cool and weird and sweet. You know, it's like they're nice little freaks, and I felt like they were not too far off from the kids that we were when we wrote that song.
How old were you when you wrote that song?
Let's see.
I was 18, right?
So I must have been like 27.
So at 18 years old, what did that song mean to you?
It was just about how me and Kimya, like, we were both looking for love, but just absolutely not for each other, you know?
We used to say that it was like we were standing back to back, like both looking out like into the world for that imaginary perfect person.
Wait, can you guys play Anyone Else?
Yeah.
For us?
Yeah.
This is Anyone Else But You, Adam Green, and Kimya Dawson.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But
kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But
you. Pebbles, forgive me. The trees, forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3, DVD, Rumble Pack guitar. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, BA, start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But
you are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But
we both have shiny, happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But you.
Don Quixote was a steel-driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But
squinched up your face and did a dance. Then you shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But you.
But you.
That was Kimya Dawson and Adam Green, founding members of the Moldy Peaches. Now that you've had a little bit of taste of having your songs be part of a movie and kind of a great movie, has it made you interested in pursuing this any further?
It would have to be a film that I feel as positively and strongly about as I did this one.
We had talked about doing a soundtrack to Weekend at Bernie's 3, but I don't know if it's going to really happen.
Because I'm sort of having the idea that it could be with babies, like Panda and her friend Elias, like, for example, would be these babies that want to live independently. And so they find, like, this dead guy, and they, like, prop him up to, like, push their stroller down the street and stuff.
Hey, you know what?
So it's kind of like Baby Geniuses.
Baby Genius Weekend Mika at Bernie's.
Yeah.
All right. I do this with a lot of artists who come in. I read it on Wikipedia, so it must be true, she said sarcastically. There's a listing in there that says you guys are going to be on The View this month.
Yes, on the 21st.
You're going to be on The View?
Yeah.
I want to meet Whoopi so bad. Like, honestly, like, I used to, like, sit under my bed with, a cassette player listening to her Live on Broadway tape, like, crying, just, like, I love her so much.
So you have a mad crush. Adam, how do you feel about being on that super mainstream ladies at home during the day?
You know, I don't feel as strong about it as Kimya, you know.
So I'd ask.
I feel like some of those ladies at home, mm-hmm. just watching The View, they need our music the most.
That is the most open, heartfelt thing I've heard.
How heartfelt. They need us.
But seriously, think about it. Like, some people are, like, at home. they don't want to be there. Like, they want to be out having adventures, and they're, like, trapped in this life that they've been told they're supposed to be living, you know? Like, women whose husbands are like, you better have my dinner on the table. If they don't want to do it, they should go out and rock.
We're talking to Kimya Dawson and Adam Green about the Juno soundtrack, among other things. The song Tire Swing, where was that originally?
That's on my most recent solo album called Remember That I Love You.
It almost sounds like you wrote it for this title character.
Yeah, it's weird because when I wrote it, it was kind of just for some of my friends, and I didn't feel like it was one of... Like, when Jason said he wanted to use that for the film, I was like, oh, weird. Like, I don't think that's one of my, you know, most interesting songs, you know. And then when I saw it in the movie, I was like, oh, right. Like, it makes perfect sense.
Well, let's listen to Tire Swing.
I took the Polaroid down in my room. I'm pretty sure you have a new girlfriend. It's not as if I don't like you. It just makes me sad whenever I see it. 'Cause I like to be gone most of the time, and you like to be home most of the time. If I stay in one place, I lose my mind. I'm a pretty impossible lady to be with. Joey never met a bike that he didn't wanna ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended. To drive to Madison to deliver a painting for some silly reason. I took a wrong turn and ended up in Michigan. Paul Baribeau took me to the giant tire swing, gave me a push, and he started singing. I sang
a little music and a little chat with Adam Green and Kimya Dawson of Moldy Peaches about their contributions to the Juno soundtrack, their appearance on The View, and they did tell me that they're officially on hiatus until further notice, so Moldy Peaches fan, they're not getting back together anytime soon, just so you know.
Yeah. Well, that does it. We're done. I can't believe it. Thanks for listening to this hour of the Bryant Park Project. You can find us always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.